committee.
That was brilliant.
Welcome to our committee members. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How are we doing this morning? Good.
Happy.
First on the agenda, you're smiling in the background. I'm going to open a public hearing on the appointment of Tom Byler as the Executive Director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. Do you have anything for us on this one? No. Mr. Byler, why don't you come on forward? How are you?
I am well.
Good.
Thank you, Chair Brown, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Tom Byler, currently the Acting Director at the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board.
Right. Could you tell us a little bit about why you want to do this position?
Absolutely, Chair Brown. I, for the last 10 years, have been working in state government on natural resources issues and have had the opportunity to have a front row seat in watching the development of the Oregon Plan for Salmon and Watersheds, which really is a unique natural resource management approach. It's unique to the nation. And Oregon has really been a leader in terms of building a way to manage natural resources in a way that involves and invests in local communities, allows folks locally to do the work to make sure that their watersheds are healthy, that they have clean water, that we're taking the kinds of actions to restore and rebuild fish and wildlife populations in a way that maintains productive communities, fosters and builds sustainable economies, and results in healthy watersheds. This opportunity to work with the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board is an opportunity to be very active and play a very active role in the Oregon Plan, in that the Watershed Enhancement Board is the entity that makes the decisions to invest through grants in these local actions, these restoration projects that occur throughout the state. So it's a very exciting opportunity. It's a wonderful agency. I've had the opportunity of being there since January 3rd, and it's a wonderful staff. They're hard workers, and the folks that we work with, the watershed councils and SWCDs, the private landowners, it's truly an enriching experience to be involved in this type of effort.
Thank you. Questions? Senator Shields.
Yeah, Tom. I've watched the watershed enhancement process for a long time, and it seems to me that one of the points at which the board has conflict is whenever there's a grant out there that would propose to actually acquire some sensitive land. And, of course, you have opinions all over the place in this body. You know, some of us would say it's environmentally sensitive, it's high priority, we need to protect it at all cost. Others would say private land should always remain private land. You know, we're not going to move. How do you manage to chart a course through those kinds of troubled waters to keep an agency from becoming caught in the crosshairs of different legislators? I want to see this board stick around. How do you propose to keep you out of the firing range?
Chair Brown, Senator Shields, that's a very good question, and you really get at one of the key issues for OWEB. And I think the best answer is that the course that we need to chart needs to be carefully done. There's no easy answer. And as you mentioned, there are some deep philosophical divides with respect to OWEB's role in participating in funding for acquisition projects. There's no doubt about that. Measure 66 in the Constitution, however, specifically and expressly provide an opportunity for applicants for grant monies for those purposes, and it is the OWEB board's responsibility, I believe, to consider those applications. That said, I think it's very important for OWEB to have very clear criteria and guidance that guides their review and the decisions that they would make on these projects. we need to make sure that we do the type of advanced legwork on these projects to make sure that we understand what the value of the property is, what the political ramifications are and economic ramifications are for the local community that's where this property exists, and to see what kind of support that project would have locally. I think without doing that kind of advanced legwork, you set yourself up for problems. And I agree with you that there is no value to be gained for the agency to find ourselves wrapped around the axle on acquisition projects that end up being controversial and polarize the community and the state. So we need to be very careful. We need to be very open and transparent in how we move forward on projects and applications that come in our door.
Just to push a little further, then one of your key criteria that could be different than the past is to make sure you have local widespread support for any acquisition that potentially might occur.
Chair Brown, Senator Shields, I think that is a precondition. In fact, the board adopted rules last fall that specifically guide that kind of ground truthing to check in with the local communities to take its temperature, essentially, on those types of projects. And I think that's a smart move.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Ariello, do you have a question?
Madam Chairman, I think the issue's already been addressed, but how will you reconcile, Madam Chairman, if there is a difference between the local community's attitude toward acquisition of a Headwater Ranch, for instance, that's determined by the board to be something that would add something biological to the equation, yet the local community just thinks it's another loss of the tax base and erosion of productive capacity of the industry, cattle or whatever is being produced? How do you reconcile that?
Chair Brown, Senator Farioli, that is a question that the board will have to reconcile, of course. Certainly would not be my decision or staff's decision. It's my feeling, though, that if there is not local support for a project, that the board should be, that I would have a hard time recommending a project for grant support. Now, it gets more complicated if there's a division within the local community, and I think we'll just have to play those out as they come. But if there is widespread local opposition to a project, I think we would have a hard time recommending to the board that they approve those types of grant applications.
Any further questions?
Could you talk a little bit about one of my concerns? I know that one of your co-chair people is from Avail, Oregon, and I know it's a hardship on her family for her to attend meetings. Could you talk a little bit how you see this commission making sure we include input from folks living out of the valley so that they feel included and can participate?
Chair Brown, it's a very important piece, especially given the widespread constituency and stakeholder groups that we have throughout the state. One thing that we try to do, as I'm learning in my since I've only been here a few weeks, is that to try to have our board meetings throughout the state, and it provides a forum for folks. We have in the one board meeting I had in January and in this upcoming meeting in March, we invite local groups, watershed councils, SWCDs, to come in and share their stories with the board. County commissioner, we had a meeting in Pendleton, and the Umatilla County commissioner was there to welcome the board. We met with the Umatilla tribes. So we're trying to take advantage of those opportunities when the board is out in different parts of the state to invite local leaders in to hear what their issues are and have a dialogue.
Great. Thank you. Further questions? Senator Ringo, Senator Atkinson? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anything else? Close the public hearing on the appointment of Tom Byler as the Executive Director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board and open a work session on this issue. Senator Ringo?
Madam Chair, I move the appointment of Tom Byler to be the Executive Director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board.
Sam Ringo has moved the appointment of Tom Byler as the Executive Director of the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board with the recommendation that the appointment be confirmed. Any discussion on the motion? Would you please call the roll?
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Ringo?
Aye.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Vice Chair Perry?
Aye.
Chair Brown?
Chair votes aye. Who would like to carry this appointment on the Senate floor? Don't all jump at once. So, what do you want to carry?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. And congratulations, assuming the Senate confirms your appointment on the Senate floor. I'm going to open a public hearing and work session for the consideration of the appointments to the following boards and commissions. The appearances, the Oregon Board of Accountancy, State Board of Education, Electrical and Elevator Board, Oregon State Fair Commission, Land Conservation and Development Commission, Trustees of the State Library, State Marine Board, Outdoor Youth Program Advisory Board, Sustainability Board, Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, and Commission for Women. Chair moves that the appearances be waived and that the following appointments and reappointments be moved to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed in block. The appointment of T. Lynn Klimowitz, oh, I'm not going to be able to say this last name, Klimowitz, to the Oregon Board of Accountancy, the appointment of Brenda Frank and Vanessa Geston to the State Board of Education, the appointment of Karen Hale to the Electrical and Elevator Board, the appointment of Jerry Underwood to the Oregon State Fair Commission, the appointment of Margaret Kirkpatrick to the Land Conservation and Development Commission, the appointment of Richard Turner to the Trustees at the State Library, the appointment of Russell Sadler to the State Marine Board, the appointments of James Brown and Larry Soley to the Outdoor Youth Advisory Board, the appointment of William Blosser to the Sustainability Board, the appointments of Greg Bell, Patricia Evanson Brady, and Karen Weisvest to the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission, the appointment of Tammy Paul to the Commission for Women. Is there any discussion on these appointments? Senator Atkinson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just in my district, there's been a lot written about the State Marine Board, Russell Sadler appointment. And there was an editorial in a newspaper down there, a story that reported on the controversy surrounding Mr. Sadler. And I said in that newspaper article, and they actually reported they got the quote right, which was nice. It doesn't always happen with me in that particular newspaper, but saying that I don't hold judges and or grudges, and that it was, you know, this is the, I think I said this is the Marine Board, for crying out loud. Mr. Sadler, I don't know him. My brother knows him. He's been an outspoken critic of my dad. In fact, he's beat on him for years. So it's, you know, this is being the bigger person, kind of a vote for me. And I'm fine, and I'm not going to hold him up for that. I will say, though, about the Marine Board that really irritates me. This is a state agency that works well. But it's done a few things in the past that really irritate me. And one of the things they do on their current magazine and on their website, in fact, I checked it yesterday, is regardless of Mr. Sadler appointment being up, but the Marine Board on their publication and also on their website are featuring photographs of him, Mr. Sadler, giving out awards to the Marine Board are the Marine officers who are out in the field, as if he's already a member of the board of the commission. So I have a little bit of heartburn if the agency or when agencies act like this is just a rubber stamp, that the Senate's just going to do what they're already doing and back the people that they've already got. So regardless of this appointment, I think it really kind of tweaks me to see on the Marine Board state website 7 pictures of these people who are receiving awards that they are due, but being put up, having them received by the commission of somebody who's not yet seated as a commissioner. That bothers me. And there's nothing personal about Mr. Sadler. I think I'm more irritated, once again, by the Marine Board. But that's a point that I'd like to put on the record, because for the most part, this agency never comes up unless they try to do, I think, a 99 driver's license for underage boaters or some silly bill like that. Anyway, I find that annoying, but not enough to stop the to vote no. So that's a lot said, and I'm going to support this, regardless of past blood that Mr. Sadler has had against my family.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson. I appreciate your comments about potential commissioners acting as though they are actually already commissioners. I know that's been an issue in front of this committee before. We have two representatives of the governor's office here, and I think they will relay to our boards and commissions that it's extremely important that these potential commissioners not act like commissioners until they are actually appointed by the Senate. And I also appreciate your willingness to look, turn another cheek and move forward on the Sadler appointment. Any other comments?
Madam Chair.
Senator Ringo.
I am very sad to hear that Senator Atkinson is annoyed, but glad to know he can rise above the petty family arguments, and maybe someday he'll have his picture when he's on a commission. I think it's going to happen sometime, but we won't let this get in the way of that. So,
Madam Chair.
Senator Atkinson.
Point of order.
Yes.
Is Senator Ringo mocking me?
I don't think so. Senator Atkinson, not that I would ever speak for Senator Ringo.
Madam Chair, this is the second time that Senator Ringo has referenced my frustration with the process on live TV. So I'm just making sure that I don't need to...
defend yourself, defend your honor.
File a complaint.
We would hope not, and we will advise Senator Ringo to eat breakfast next time before he comes to Rules Committee so he can be in a better mood, right, Senator Ringo?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, thank you. With that, we will move forward with the vote, and I will ask our committee administrator to call the roll.
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Senator Ringo?
Aye.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Vice Chair Farioli?
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Who would like to carry these appointments? Senator Shields?
You know,
yes.
Can't I invoke the I'm the new guy on this committee yet and I'm still trying to figure this stuff out?
And I think the chair will give you the tough noogies response.
Oh.
Did you want to carry him, Senator Farioli?
Chairman, I think the appropriate treatment for the new guy on the committee is to make him carry the...
Okay, I think it's decided. Senator Shields, thank you for volunteering to be our carrier on these appointments.
Might I say, Madam Chairman, that the folks in the governor's office better be ready to answer all the questions, because I'm just starting here.
We'll make sure that the committee administrator is well-versed and ready and able to answer any questions that you might receive on the Senate floor. Is there any further business to come before this committee? Great. On that happy note, we will adjourn for the day, and thank you very much.
Thank you.